Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Utmost confidence in Lamar Jackson. You know, always will. He's my guy. He's our guy. He's our quarterback. And Lamar's doing what he needs to do. You know, he's winning football games. And, you know, it's not always pretty. I don't know how many times in the last however many years we've had wins like this where we've gotten up here and said, you know, it's not pretty and it's not perfect, but it's us. You know, it's us competing and fighting. And that's what Lamar's doing. The pretty games will be there. They'll be there for Lamar Jackson. You can bet on that. But I'm proud of him right now. I'm really proud of him. The way he's fighting to win football games.
No, it was pretty solid. You know, for the most part, it was pretty solid. No, I don't think that at all. You know, I feel like we just need to execute. You know, a lot better. We get in great field position, but we're not putting points on the board. You know, that have nothing to do with no injury. We just need to put points on the board right there.
So you heard John Harbaugh when asked if he's confident that Lamar Jackson can get back to his MVP form. He has the utmost confidence. And then Lamar was asked about his ankle, and he said it felt fine. Alas, the Ravens won yesterday 23-10, but we've got a lot going on here. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens offense put up 241 yards of total offense. That's the lowest such total with Lamar Jackson quarterback since week 3 of 2020. He's now had three straight games where his completion percentage is under 60%. And back-to-back starts where he doesn't account for a touchdown for the first time ever. So, yes, the Ravens won, and they've won five straight, and they are now in pole position to win the division. But it feels like there's a lot of clouds as far as the Ravens are concerned as we move forward with the game on Thursday night.
I don't know what else other people have been writing about or talking about in this town when it comes to the quarterback. But I did a mea culpa right after the Miami game and said, shame on me. I bought what Lamar was selling. Lamar ain't anywhere close to 100%. And it's not just first half rust. He does not pass my eye test across the board. We'll see. He's got 9 days off now until he plays again. And then what was the next one? Minnesota?
Yeah.
And I'm like, he 1,000% ain't right. He ain't even close to being right. He doesn't trust the offensive line. He doesn't trust the play calling. And his body, this is not Lamar Jackson playing quarterback. This is some other version of him that doesn't trust his legs, that is fundamentally unsound in part because the body is betraying him and everything else around him isn't lifting him up. It's dragging him down. We talked about Lamar's body language. We talked about Lamar's obvious frustration. We talked about the crisis that this offense was in. And my suggestion was, if you want to get more points, you probably need more energy. You probably need more tempo. You probably need a different running back there with him. And you're probably going to have to lean into his legs if you can. Well, it turns out you can't. And it's been diminishing returns even since then. I don't know what he is, 65%, 70%, somewhere in between, Bone. But he ain't particularly close to 100%. There's no two ways about it. And now the bad footwork and the feet not being aligned with the shoulders, there's a lot. You can have rudimentary knowledge of the quarterback position and know he's nowhere close to being right. And when he tries to rely on his legs, the rare occasions he does, they're betraying him. And it's still a bad offensive line, and it's still a bad run game. So It is what it is. It's a bad offense. They've scored 4 offensive touchdowns in the first half of games since week 5. They played 7 games. In those last 7 games, they've scored 4 touchdowns offensively in the first half of those games. The only passing touchdowns the Ravens have as an offense in the first half over their last 7 weeks are the 2 he threw to Andrews in Miami. Like, they don't have any energy. They don't have any cadence. They don't have plays. He holds the ball and throws it to Zay in the middle of the field. And then he runs for 10 or 12 yards. Like, that's their offense.
Well, he's not running for 10 yards.
Yeah. He's not running for 10 yards.
Long was 6, I think, yesterday.
Yeah, you can go back.
I'm just saying the scope of their offense, like what it is. Zay run after the catch.
Well, looking at the numbers in terms of Lamar rushing.
No, I'm not talking about Lamar rushing. I'm talking about Zay.
I got you.
He throws
you.
It 15 yards to Zay in the middle of the field. And then Zay tries to turn it into a 30-yard explosive.
Yes.
That's their offense.
Yeah, and looking at Lamar's legs, in the 4 games since coming back, 25 carries, 71 yards. You take out the 7 kneels for negative 7, so 18 carries, 78 yards. 4.3 yards per carry. He's got 3 carries of 10-plus yards in this stretch. 8 of his 17 carries have gone for 3 yards or less. Just comparison, the Bills game, the opener, he had 5 carries for 10-plus yards in that one football game. He's got 3 in 4 games. And now, look, even Miami, and yes, the first half of that was an ugly, ugly performance, but the offense was able to turn it on. Lamar looked sharp throwing the football late. Now you're seeing him miss what should be layups for Lamar Jackson.
Fundamentals are off.
Mark Andrews over the middle of the field on 3rd down to start that game. The Isaiah Likely deep ball was not accurate enough. And then the gimme, DeAndre Hopkins on the double
stop
move.
And go. Yeah, he had him and he overthrew him.
Hopkins had him by a couple of yards.
The Tez Walker throw. Tez made a great play.
Yeah, Tez bailed him
out. If he throws it earlier and gives him a better throw, he's got a chance to score. Instead, he has to make a great catch for a 30-yard gain. I can't guess what percentage he is, but Jason's right. He ain't 100%. I can tell you this. He's been bad the last 2 weeks. Yeah. He's been bad. And if he doesn't play better, I don't know what this thing looks like when they start playing better football teams. The good news, like, I don't know what Cincinnati is. And as you said, Bone, maybe I can't remember if you said it on the air, but who knows what Pittsburgh looks like because whenever they play.
Jeez.
But New England's a good football team. Green Bay on the road's a good football team. If somehow they make the playoffs, they're going to play good football teams. I don't know what this looks like against good football teams because he's bad right now.
Well, do you think he's bad because all of a sudden he just hit the wall and it's 28?
No.
Or do you think maybe, let's take it back to them being fined $100,000. Like, maybe nothing's been on the up and up about this entire situation.
That's to me is separate. Why he's bad is up for interpretation. The point is he's bad and they can't win with him playing bad. Like, if he's got to be a lot better for them to beat good football teams, and I don't know that it's in him.
That game yesterday, it sort of reminded me of the Flacco era post-2014, the 15-17, just the ugly brand of football. We talk a lot about Lamar Jackson putting on the cape. He did not have the cape. When you're talking about Jordan Stout putting on the cape.
Jordan Stout, legacy game.
That's where this offense is at right now. Where you're talking about a punter having
the quarterback's hurt.
Yes.
If you know nothing about football, and I showed you him in 2019, and I showed you him last year in a pick your game, and I showed you him in week 1, and you watched 10 clips of him now.
He's not right.
Anybody would say, he didn't get worse. He's not like pressing, he's hurt. Now, they're supposed to have a Super Bowl roster. That's what everybody in the media told you. That's what.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
They whispered. They need to, I've been saying for weeks, they need to lift him up. If you think he's going to carry everybody at 60%, you're bonkers. Your running back, who you gave another contract to, I wouldn't have. He better lift somebody up. He can't. Your offensive line better figure it out. They won't. You better go get somebody at the deadline. You didn't. You better have somebody else on your roster you trust. They don't. The tight ends better carry it. I don't think Likely's healthy at all. I still think Andrews drops too many balls and is really inconsistent. They better lift it up. Did they lift him up yesterday? No, they didn't lift him up
yesterday. Yeah, but part of the reason, and I'm with you, like it's obviously not a Super Bowl roster, but part of the reason this was a Super Bowl contender is because of Lamar Jackson being Lamar Jackson, and he ain't close to that right now. I don't know that you can, if he's the MVP, then they got half a shot. I don't know if he's playing at this level that they've got half a shot. I hear what you're saying, and I get it.
He can't do what he's supposed to
do.
So
then they can't win a Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, but it should, that's 4.7 yards per play in the first half over 7 weeks, half a season.
Oh, it's bad.
That's good enough?
No, it's not. It's not.
I mean, wait a minute. But everybody's supposed to get extensions, and people tell me he's drafted so well. I mean, what can it be? It can't be both. It can't be the quarterback is the team. Oh, yeah, and they also have the greatest roster in the NFL. It's one or the other. Looks to me like the quarterback is the team, and you're damn lucky you have him, and you're fools. You're fools to let Josh Allen get another contract before him again. You are utter and complete fools with how you handle this quarterback.
Well, I think we're totally beyond that point in terms of when they were 1-5, we were saying, okay, we all clearly, everyone overvalued this roster, and it was a massive blind spot, Eric DaCosta, in terms of the trenches. The offensive line, not good enough. The defensive line, the edge rush, not good enough. Those were not Super Bowl caliber position groups in the trenches.
We have a massive show. We will recap this ugly football game. It was a win. Ravens in first place in the AFC North. Guest-wise on today's show, it's the usual Monday guest. We got Jonah Schaefer, IA Hall of Famer, covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner at 4 o'clock. And our own Cordell Woodland, he was there yesterday. Harbs meets with the media today at 5:30 because they are already on to Cincinnati as they play on Thursday. So he'll be getting ready to talk to him. We talked to him at 5.
Derrick Henry owes Lamar Jackson a lot of money. I'm sorry. Like, this whole Derrick, it's Lamar Jackson. It's not Derrick Henry. What's Derrick Henry done? What has he done with Lamar being an average quarterback?
Well,
he's done F all.
He had a career in Tennessee.
He hasn't been bad in this stretch.
He's going to rush for 1,000 yards.
He doesn't fit the way they're constructed right now. They keep doing this for you. Bang your head for another 2-7 to carry. Knock yourself out. Keep playing stuck in the mud. Throw him the ball. Yeah, throw him the ball.
Wow,
not the backs who can make it.
Silly.
Like, bro, I'm telling you, he doesn't fit what they need to go up tempo. They need to be in a 2-minute look in non-traditional 2-minute situations, and they need to do it with more explosive backs on the field. Or keep doing this with the beat up quarterback and the plow horse, and you'll beat bad teams, and your season's going to end real soon.
Coming up next, what about the defense? The Ravens' defense continues to keep teams under 20 points. What do we think of the defense? More bad than good. We'll recap next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.